The Divine Comedy, Paradise, by Dante Alighieri. Read by Benon Wukwe for Saga Egmont. Canto 1. Proem. Invocation. Beatrice and Dante ascend to the sphere of fire. Beatrice explains the cause of their ascent. The glory of him who moves everything penetrates through the universe, and shines in one part more and in another less. In the heaven that receives most of its light I have been, and have seen things which he who descends from there above neither knows how nor is able to recount, because drawing near to its own desire, our understanding enters so deep that the memory cannot follow. Truly whatever of the holy realm I could treasure up in my mind shall now be the theme of my song. O good Apollo, for this last labor, make me such a vessel of thy power as thou demandest for the gift of the loved laurel. Thus far one summit of Parnassus has been enough for me, but now with both I need to enter the remaining arena. Enter into my breast, and breathe thou in such wise as when thou drewest Marsyas from out the sheath of his limbs. O divine power, if thou lend thyself to me so that I may make manifest the image of the blessed realm imprinted within my head, thou shalt see me come to thy chosen tree, and crown myself then with those leaves of which the theme and thou will make me worthy. So rarely, Father, are they gathered for triumph, or of Caesar, or of poet, fault and shame of the human wills, that the Paeanian leaf should bring forth joy unto the joyous Delphic deity, whenever it makes any one to long for it. Great flame follows a little spark. Perhaps after me prayer shall be made with better voices, whereto Syrah may respond. The lamp of the world rises to mortals through different passages, but from that which joins four circles with three crosses it issues with better course and conjoined with a better star, and it tempers and seals the mundane wax more after its own fashion. Almost such a passage had made morning there and evening here. And there all that hemisphere was white, and the other part black, when I saw Beatrice turned upon the left side, and looking into the sun, never did eagle so fix himself upon it. And even as a second ray is wont to issue from the first, and mount upward again, like a pilgrim who wishes to return, thus of her action, infused through the eyes into my imagination, mine was made. And I fixed my eyes upon the sun beyond our use. Much is allowed there, which here is not allowed to our faculties, thanks to the place made for the human race as its proper abode. Not long did I endure it, nor so little that I did not see it sparkling round about, like iron that issues boiling from the fire, and on a sudden day seemed to be added to day, as if he who is able had adorned the heaven with another sun. Beatrice was standing with her eyes wholly fixed on the eternal wheels, and on her I fixed my eyes from there above removed. Looking at her, I inwardly became such as Glaucus became on tasting of the herb which made him consort in the sea of the other gods. Transhumanizing cannot be signified in words. Therefore let the example suffice for him to whom grace reserves experience. If I was only what of me thou didst the last create, O love that governest the heavens, thou knowest who with thy light didst lift me. When the revolution which thou, being desired, makest eternal, made me attend unto itself with the harmony which thou attunest and modulatest, so much of the heaven then seemed to me enkindled by the flame of the sun, that rain or river...